You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. How about showing up to work, Kenny? There's an idea. All right, Paul Serra with us today. DJ 305 is joining us. Rico and I ready to take you to Tiger Baseball. And Rico, I want to start, and we have to do PSAs. People are so sensitive, and they misconstrue things. I want to start the show by telling you Heather Park is a good person. Okay? Just want to get that out there, that none of what I'm about to say is personal. But you and I both heard the morning show today, and it wasn't the normal dishonest, you know, Lions stuff, 17-0, every game by 50. It was something different. Heather wanted to file a grievance. This was a splendid weekend at the ballpark, weather-wise. Yeah. The series against Cleveland was not splendid. But she went to the game, and you like to hearken. I feel like she was bemoaning that there was a shirtless man at the game. And she talked, this was a big topic for them. Except one problem, and you nailed this. You were like, Michael, there was a great irony in that segment. And you actually said it to me in a Morgan Freeman tone. But it was, Heather, while you're complaining about shirtless man at the game, you're baby lady at the game.
Yeah.
You have a 1-year-old and like a 2-year-old that frankly shouldn't be out of the house because they can't even clean their own boo-boos. Why are they at a baseball game? So we naturally are the arbiters of justice on this station. We wanted to ask you guys this question. Bigger liability, bigger issue, the shirtless guy at a summer ball game. And I'm not telling you it's not unsightly. I'm not telling you it's the best idea in the world. I'm just telling you it's just a shirtless guy, and you just deal. There are plenty of unsightly human beings on a daily basis that you walk by. Versus the parents who just refuse to get a babysitter or can't get a babysitter or don't give a damn and say, F it. Now you're dealing with my kids.
Yeah.
What's a 1-year-old going to do at a baseball game?
Well, it's funny because she's...
Besides get clocked in the skull with a baseball.
Well, no, it's funny because she said that she normally is the type of person who's like anti take your kids to the game. And I'm like, except for you were there.
With your kids.
And she was talking about the guy. And I'm like, well, the whole time she's telling the story, I was like, okay, but you brought, I think, a 1 or a little over 1 and a 3-year-old to a game. But you're complaining about the guy with no shirt on.
A little bit. Little Karen-y.
A little hypocritical.
A little Karen-y. Karen-esque.
Like, wait, but you brought, so, and I guess I talked to Doug in Crosstalk, and he was like, yeah, they actually said that guy was probably telling his people at work, yeah, I was at the game, and some woman showed up with 2 little kids.
You believe this, lady? Kid was 1, pooped his pants, and was wearing headphones. Wait, what? So I'm being serious when I say this. I want to have a real conversation. Once again, Heather Park, good person. But this, you can't complain about the moobs if you got a 1-year-old and 3-year-old at the game. Right. I think that is a far bigger party foul, a far bigger liability. And the irony, you and I both detect, I go, oh, no, wait a second. You're complaining about this. That's Karen on an airplane.
It's like, that didn't make a lick of, like, okay, you do realize that's a little bit of a problem as well, because he's sitting there the entire game hoping your kids don't start crying and screaming or throwing a tantrum. I don't know if they did or not. Like I said, you have wonderful children, but I'm sure the guy, the shirtless guy, the whole time was thinking, oh my God, I hope this kid doesn't start screaming.
Anyone who doesn't have kids at the game is simply rooting for your kids to F off to the sun.
Right.
So how do you get to complain about shirtless guy?
Right. Because it's like, Mike, you're on a plane and there's a little kid in your row and you pray to God this kid falls asleep and stays asleep the entire flight. Correct. I don't want to be sitting next to a screaming kid. So I just thought it was funny. And then,
and here's the thing. Before you call up and tell me it's Children's Day at the park, you can hang up right now. That doesn't count 1-year-olds and 3-year-olds. If you can't spell your own name with a pencil, you're not a kid. You're a baby.
Here was the thing. When I grew up.
No, I don't want to hear about kids. No. Kids, you got to be 5 and up. You got to be able to form a sentence. You got to be able to clean yourself, reasonably feed yourself. That's a kid. A 1 and a 3-year-old are organisms. They're not even human at that level. They're just things.
When I was
you
a kid.
You take care of them. They're like pets.
When I was a kid, you had to sit there and you had to watch the game on television without going outside, without getting bored, without doing something else. And then that was your graduation. Okay, you can handle a game. Can you sit and watch 9 innings on TV, not moving? Because that means, okay, I can take you to the game, like you said, and you're not going to be bored. You're not going to say, oh, I want to leave in the third inning. I want to go do this. I want to go do that. Now, granted, they have stuff for the kids to do at the ballpark.
That are actual children. 1-year-old and 3-year-olds. Mm-mm. No, that's an organism. I'm sorry. That doesn't qualify as Kids Day. So you can hang up the phone right there. But if it's a kid who can actually speak, or if you can't fasten your own hat, you're not old enough to be at this game. Kids are fine at baseball games, provided the parent's parent.
If you're wearing headphones at the game, you shouldn't be there. That should be the prerequisite right there. If you have on the big headphones because it's so loud that you got noise-canceling headphones, so not to to damage your delicate eardrums.
That's a good call.
You shouldn't be there.
I like that.
Because I see all the time, like, kids with these, you know, Beats by Dre on there, like, well.
I still feel like, honestly, like, this would be my advice. The barrier to entry to Kids Day should be, can you form a declarative sentence?
Fair enough.
Both in the written and verbal manner. If you can't do that, you don't qualify to get in the gates at Comerica.
And
that's what I would say. That, you have to be old enough to appreciate where you are, or you're bothering everyone. Who's shirtless guy? But look, do I understand shirtless guy? I don't.
No.
It wasn't even that hot.
Right.
But who's he bothering? Now, if we factor B.O., if this guy's got more hair on him than a silverback like my grandpa, my dad's dad.
Well, they said that he may have been like dough in the oven in his seat. Like he was spilling out into other seats.
This was a large individual.
Yes.
I'm telling you, neither is in the right.
Correct.
But on the scales of justice, when Heather Park brought this up to Cookies and John, you know, Cookies stood up for.
And I want to give Cookies some credit because we talk about him sometimes. But on this, Cookies took the bullets because he kept getting hit with, well, you don't have kids.
That has
you
nothing to do with it.
No, kids have to get adapted to being outside. And it's like,
it's good. Take him to the effing park. And I'm not talking Comerica Park, your local one. Have them go stare at a tree. The idea that if you don't have kids, you don't get to rule on this. No, go to hell. There's an idea. You had the kids. So. Okay? You decided to go bun in the oven, and now you're putting your plague on us.
Now, the funniest thing, I heard a caller basically saying, well, you know, you got to have kids. And the entire time during the call, he had a little girl screaming in the background.
There you go.
And I'm like, this is getting even funnier. Yeah, you got to be able to, you know, get your kids used to stuff. And the kid is crying in the background.
Look, my niece
screaming.
And nephew just went to a game. They're 8 and 5. They can speak.
Yeah.
Hey, dad, have to go to the bathroom. Like sentences and things.
Yeah.
The 8-year-old has a higher IQ than I do. The point is, you've qualified for a day at the park. If you don't know what the old English D is, why are you here? You shouldn't be. I think Heather was in the wrong. I think shirtless guy's in the wrong, but he's less wrong than her. And I want the people to weigh in. Yeah.
And if you have to put headphones on your kid, probably shouldn't be there.
248-539-9797. And no, it's not going to be all happy horse bleep today. We have real things to get to, including a Tarek Skubal question that I think really requires that you think. But here's my, I want to start with this. At the morning show, they attack Cookies, who often deserves it, but I didn't think he deserved it today. Heather was complaining about shirtless rotund man at game, while she's the cat lady who brought a 1 and a 3-year-old. Who's more in the wrong? I think she is. One and three? No. If the little Heathers were 5 and 7, no issue.
Yeah.
Welcome to Americana. I hope the kids have a wonderful day.
Yeah. And maybe this is the start of them being Tigers fans, but I just, like, this is very ironic.
The one-year-old's really going to carry a lot of great memories from that day at the park.
You know what? That to me ranks right up there with the whole one-year-old birthday party, but I'm not even going to get
that. That's not for them. It's for the parents.
I know.
But it's just like the vacations where the kids, why are you flying your kid halfway across the world? He's two.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you had a kid. You know what my parents did when they had kids? They didn't travel. Your kids have to be old enough to travel. We've lost cabin pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Oh, you have to. I don't have to have kids to have common sense.
Yeah.
So stop that. You made your bed, you lie in it. Don't ask me to lay in it with you.
But yeah, I just thought it was ironic.
Otherwise, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Super. 248-539-9797. Paul, you look great today. Take that hat off. I can't look at a Spartan hat all day. I won't. I can't.
Leave the hat on.
It's evil.
Leave it on.
You may as well wear a hat that says loser on it.
He'll live.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, once again, we like Heather, but I thought Heather was in the wrong this morning, and we wanted to do a little people's court to start. We'll get to Tarek Skubal at 3. The question is simple. She was complaining about shirtless guy at Comerica Park while having a 1- and a 3-year-old at the game. Jim Costa, to his credit, called her out, and then all hell broke loose. Who's more in the wrong? I think a 1- and a 3-year-old at the game is ridiculous. If the kids are 5 and 7... no problem. They're not old enough. You shouldn't be there. You know what else shouldn't happen? 1- and 3-year-olds on airplanes. Not old enough to travel. Oh, but nothing. You had the kid.
They have
make
to go
the sacrifice.
They have to go see Grand.
Well, you can't say that. You don't have kids because I didn't want them. I hate them.
Bruh, when she told the story, I'm just sitting there like, but you realize you, he's sitting there hoping and praying.
You live.
That your kids don't throw a tantrum.
You both wanted to be Thanos and just snap your fingers and turn each other
right.
to dust.
You wanted him, hey, put on shirts. He's thinking, please, kids, don't cry. Don't be a problem. I want to enjoy the game. I just laugh like there's irony there. And the funny thing was, she didn't see it.
No, I know. And Jim tried. But see, this is where they got lazy. Whether someone has kids or not has no bearing on the acceptability of children in public in confined spaces. 1 and 3 at a baseball game. No.
But people with kids will fight you and say, you have no business telling us
where
we should take our kids and what we should do.
No. I do. You know what my qualifications are? I'm a human being with common sense. Common sense suggests a 1-year-old shouldn't be at a ball game. And it's not hard. The 1-year-old belongs in a baseball game the same way he belongs in a lion's mouth. Both are bad places.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to the. I'm excited. We have people who want to talk. Brian's on a cell. He bats lead off today. Brian, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, Mike. Man, I'm with you. And I absolutely hate when I go to a game and there's kids and they're screeching. And it's funny because Heather said that when her kids were at the game, they were screeching and they were making like dinosaur noises and screaming. So yeah, I would rather sit next to a fat guy with no shirt than two kids screaming in my ear the whole game.
So let me ask you a question. I've said, like, look, you should have to be 5 years old to go to a ball game. I think that's a magical time.
I say 7.
Okay, you want 7, but you've established it's not all. Kids at ball games, it's like a great thing of being American, right? You're going to go to a ball game, God willing. But, Brian, 1 and 3, no way. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old can't run the bases, so why are they there?
They can't use the bathroom by themselves. I mean, Brian, there are so many issues. It's ridiculous. Let's go. I want to be very clear. It's wonderful to take kids to ball games. When they're old enough.
Mm-hmm.
1 and 3? Let me tell you how this works. Oh, but you don't have kids. No, but I can identify selfish whenever I see it.
It's because you want to be there at 1 and 3. It ain't for them. They ain't remembering any of it.
Yeah. You could put them on the merry-go-round, or you could take them to Disney World.
Men in Black memory stick.
Yeah, they won't remember either.
I wish I could do the memory stick with Michigan State football and just forget everything.
Wow, 20. Well, you actually went off his hat. There you go.
Scott's on a sale. He's up next. I'm sorry, Rico. Scotty, what's going on, pal? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
So, a little bit of irony. I was actually at in Pittsburgh over the weekend to see my kid. We went to the Pirates Brewers game. Guy sits down next to me. He's got 8-month-old, maybe year and a half old. And whatever, they're not bothering me. All I know is his wife went to the concourse probably 15 times, never saw any of the game.
Yep.
Here's the funniest part. I hear him talking, and I knew his wife had left. And I look, and his 8-month-old is on his lap with earphones on. There's runners on second and third, and he's describing what's going to happen if they hit a fly ball. And I looked at him, I'm like, she's like 8 months old. He goes, no, it's sinking in. I'm like, did you not see the earphones?
Oh.
This guy, God bless him, but I have two boys. They're grown, huge baseball fans. Didn't even take them till they were 5 or 6 till they really understood what was going on.
You know why, Scott? You know why? Because you're a grown ass man with common sense. That's why, Scott.
One other thing before you cut me off.
No, you're good.
Heather would have loved Tiger Stadium back in the 70s and 80s in the bleachers where no one wore a shirt. In the middle of July. It was no shirts and jeans and a little weed smoking.
There you go. Scotty, real quick, right, before I let you go, your review of PNC Park.
Best baseball park I've ever been to, hands down.
Really?
Yep. I loved it when I went. It's an unbelievable place. It's criminal that organization doesn't deliver a winning product.
The baseball is criminal.
It is.
The park is absolutely gorgeous.
It is. Rico, truly, it's bucket list. Right, like Scotty, appreciate it. I'd put it right up there with Fenway. I'd put it right up there with Wrigley.
You know what? Because I guess I think Pirates. So
I know.
I don't want to go to PNC.
It's the optical illusion because it looks like the bridge actually is built into the park. It's just the way it's set up. It's all of it. It's worth it.
So they don't do like the weird stuff like the Astros had that gigantic hill in the middle of Citroen Field for a while.
Oh, I thought you were about being cheating scumbags and banging garbage.
No.
Cans. Oh, okay. My bad. Go to Cameron 97.1. Cam, what's going on, pal?
All right. So I'm tangentially relate this to something else Rico might understand this a little bit. So I'm a movie person. I go to the movie theater all the time. And Rico, I assume you're familiar with the Lilo and Stitch movie that came out this weekend?
Yeah.
All right. So there's a big brouhaha on Twitter about, oh, kids don't have enough movies to go see, I can't take my everyone's mad at me because I'm taking my 3-year-old to see Lilo and Stitch. You shouldn't be going to the movie theater when you're 3 years old. I don't want to hear you screaming during the movie. I agree with that, and, you know, I agree with you guys on this.
Well, Cameron, I would say this. As far as the movie thing, going to see a kid's movie, you go in the middle of the day, you already know I'm not here for the movie. I'm here. It's almost organized babysitting. It's going to be a bunch of kids, and they're going to be running around, and they're going to be yelling and dancing and singing. It's for them. It ain't for you when you go see a kid's movie, especially if you go early in the day.
True. Fair enough. I will admit that.
And again, Cameron, I want to be clear. I don't think shirtless guy at the game is out of the woods here. But if it's the spirit of Detroit, if it's the scales of justice, I'm sorry. Heather can't be the one to levy that critique with a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old at a ballgame.
At this point, they're Spider-Man pointing at each other like, you, no, you.
Mutually assured destruction.
I guess it was just when she told the story, I would just, if I were on the morning show, like, what do you think he was thinking the entire time? Because I don't think she thought about that until it got brought up. And then she laughed and she said, normally I'm not that type of person who takes my kids to the game.
Except
you took your kids to the game.
That's like when Kenny says, I'm not racist, but everything you're about to say
is, Kenny just took it straight. Not even.
He's going to take them all day for not being here.
I know.
Off of a long weekend, and then you call in? No. It is going to be all day, all night. It'll be all week. I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Going to Chris.
I guess you got it out.
I'm sorry. I'm frustrated. I'm okay, but I'm frustrated. Let me go to Chris and
gentlemen.
Ken. Chris, what's going on, bud?
Not too much. I think there's about a 50-50 shot of you dumping me before I'm done talking, but I got a few things to say here. This is right up my alley.
All right.
First of all, PNC Park, we've been to all 30 stadiums, me and my son. You're right, Mike. After Fenway and Wrigley, number three, gorgeous. But I have a seven-month-old granddaughter, and I have a three-month-old grandson who have been to each one of them 10 Tiger games because me and my wife and my children are season ticket holders. They're right up you guys' alley. I know you hate kids. I know you think they're stupid little monkeys. News for you. These kids wear the bubble ears, and I'll tell you what, they are nothing but wonderful at the games. I mean, seriously. And Comerica Park is so nice. They even have a pumping station for my daughter and daughter-in-law to go and do their thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now,
hold on, Chris.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna let you finish.
All right.
But you do realize you're a little biased as granddad, right? And those kids will always be perfect.
Yeah. Why are they calling you?
Well, Chris,
of course I'm biased.
There you go. Yeah, okay, you cut out on us. I want to make sure. You know, Chris, and you listen. The whole question is this: so you believe the kids have more of a place at the game at 1 and 3 than shirtless guy? Because that's kind of what Heather was putting out there.
Well, shirtless guy's disgusting, and if he's sitting next to me, that's disgusting. We've all seen shirtless guy. There's also drunk guy and likes to swear guy and idiot guy. So I just think that I watch my daughter and my daughter-in-law holding their babies. They ain't bothering nobody. As a matter of fact, if it's a blowout, everybody wants to take a turn holding the baby. It's a community thing.
Oh, my.
Now, I know you hate kids, Mike. I know you hate kids, and I'm a little more biased. But for God's sakes, it's family. It's building. We're all together. We're a family of 12 on Easter Sunday at the game. Had the time of our lives. And we had a 3-month-old and a 7-year-old. Yeah, they didn't know what the hell was going on. They won't know what the hell's going on until they're 5, 6, 7. But they're there with us, and they ain't bothering nobody. Now, if you got a little moron kid who's 5 and he's spitting and he's spilling stuff, get his ass up to the concourse and straighten him out.
That's pop Chris right there.
Right.
Chris is, I'm going to tell you, no one's going to F with Grandpa Chris. See, now we're good.
They call me Baba, by the way. It's Baba Chris.
Okay.
Ain't messing around. And you know what? It works out great for us, Mike, Rico. It really does.
That's good, though.
As far as Heather,
and listen, Chris, there's a reason I asked the question the way I did. I'm not mad if you believe, hey, kids over shirtless guy. I had to ask the question, though, because when she did it, and Cookies is like, wait a minute, but you had 2 babies at the game.
2 babies, 3 and 7 months. And it might be more of a testament to my daughter and daughter-in-law being badass, but they're mama bears, and they're going to do this, and they're going to build their memories. Yeah, the memories are with their husbands right now.
So,
I get it.
So,
my
Chris,
son and my son.
So, Chris, when you guys are at the game, like, are they just really entertaining the kids to make sure that the kids just stay calm and not really watching what's happening on the field?
No, not at all, because I got a 9-year-old granddaughter and a 7-year-old granddaughter who are doting over them, and we're just lucky. These are 2 very good little babies, okay? We take turns holding them, Baba Chris throwing them up and down, trying to get them on Cub Cam, you know,
All right, Baba.
You know. I'm going to tell you, Baba Chris, I got to tell you this now. I'm being very sincere. You taught me something. I never knew they had a pumping station at Comerica. God bless. Good for you.
I didn't either.
I'm glad that thing's working. I know. Do we have food at 1901 Society yet? Or does Baba Chris got to go operate the grill?
We may need to get Baba. He looks like he'd lay down the law.
Listen. So his vote is kids, yes. Shirtless guy at game, no. That's the first person to support Heather.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Once again, Heather, good person. Think she made a bad decision. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com. All right, coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to get to, I have a question about Tarik Skubal. And I'm going to need you to think about it. And I want to have a conversation surrounding it. But we started with a morning show, had a lively debate. Shirtless guy versus baby at ball game. One problem, the person filing the grievance against rotund shirtless man was the very person who brought an infant to a game. Who's more in the wrong? Heather Park. Paul Sarah's in because Kenny Kotch shamelessly needed an extra day on his weekend and called in. Paul, ticket text, what do you have?
Yeah, from an unnamed texter. It doesn't make it easy. The Tigers make it easy for kids to come to games with the three under is free.
Yeah, and again, kids' day, all of that, it's wonderful if you're of age. Like, if you're five and up, go. I don't get it. You can do whatever you want to do. It's legal. And no one's saying it's not. It's about who's more in the wrong. Now, if you're telling me that the guy who's the size of a house who's shirtless is more in the wrong, that's fine. It's a question. This isn't North Korea. You're not going to get blown up by artillery or hauled off to the gulag.
No, I would say, you know what? Both of you, be quiet. Watch the game. Because neither have a case right now.
Mutually assured destruction.
Right.
Paul Sarah.
Another unnamed texter. How is this even enjoyable for the parents? It's got to be torture bringing really young children or babies to games.
Okay. Here comes the cascade.
We need Babo to call back in.
Baba Chris.
Right.
Chris in Canton. He should call up forever now as Baba. No, Paul, what you're describing, though, this is anytime I travel, I never understand why parents put themselves through it. And again, you don't have kids. I have friends with plenty of them. And do you know what? Almost to a number, they come back. I had a buddy take a beautiful vacation about 2 months ago. He came back. He goes, I need a vacation from my family. I said, I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to get him in trouble. But I said, well, what did you think you were getting into with an infant and a three-year-old on a trip?
Yeah.
Well, you know, so-and-so, not going to say the wife's name, wanted to go on vacation. I go, well, when you have kids, you've basically bought yourself 5 years of no vacation.
Especially when it's like, oh, we're going to go to Disney World. Kid doesn't care. I'm ready to go. I spent all of this money. I don't care. I'm ready to go, Dad. Let's go. What are you going to do?
You're going to get me into another topic, and we're not going to do it because I got to get the Skubal at three. But I'm telling you, do you know who the worst people on this planet are?
Who?
The adults who go to Disney without their kids. You're a sociopath.
Oh, Disney adults.
Disney adults. What's wrong with these people?
I think those are the people who just love the Disney characters.
Losers. Got it. You're an adult. You had your time with Goofy. It was 40 years ago.
Everybody has their vice, Mike.
Yeah, and it doesn't make them less weird. Disney adults are weirdos.
Everybody has a vice. Everybody. I mean,
no, look,
I'm not a Disney person, but if that's what you want to do, fine.
Okay, but when you're taking your kids in and out of Olaf to remember it, and you took a HELOC out to go on that vacation.
Now that's a problem.
Okay, then. Paul, sir.
Well, it is a little bit concerning, though, when you see the people that are like, I've had everything on every restaurant menu in Disney World.
Mm-hmm. You know what
just
I want
to do? Just to have it. And anytime there's something new, they go there just to try the new thing.
You know what I want to do? I want to put those people on a boat with no GPS. And I want to let it sail into the distance until I never see them again.
So are you just anti-Disney or are you just anti-people, Disney people being there?
Well, I'm anti-Disney in that what they do to American families and bankrupting them. I mean, the pricing scale is out of control. But, okay, back to the main
okay,
point.
No, I was just curious. Yeah,
I don't understand it.
I don't either, but I got a whole other thing with Disney.
I mean, people are coming home from Disney, 20 grand in a hole, and you're like, wait, what? You got popcorn and went on a roller coaster. What? Oh, but my daughter needed a dinner with the princess.
Dude, my dad.
And the Pistons need a stretch four. Those costs shouldn't be the same.
Brother, a friend of mine just got back and was like, yeah, the lines were like 85 minutes long, hour and a half long for the line. If you buy the fast pass, that's like $400 just to
I've never ridden Space Mountain when it was under 80 degrees.
Okay. Paul, give me one more and I'll go to the people.
Here's from Jake and Howell. He's throwing another group of people under the bus here. He said, while shirtless guy and small kids parents are both egregious, Maybe we should ban the groups of people who are at ball games just to socialize and talk about anything but the game.
Oh, I'm with you on that. That's a whole other pet peeve of mine is when you sit next to that person who just wants to talk to you about everything. It's like you give the, you know, yeah, okay, the head nod. And then when you look away and you're still nodding your head, that means the conversation is over and they keep talking. I got to move. So, yeah.
You do that to me every day. You're still sitting here.
I kind of have to be here till 6.
You nod your head and go,
I have to be here till 6. Yeah. Because I feel like I'm part Valenti therapist.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You're in a safe space. Get it all out. Mics are off. Say what you got to say. We move on.
Kenny sucks. Let's go to Tom on his cell, 97.1. Tommy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
hey.
Tom. What's up?
So I have to agree with you on the Disney adults thing. You got to put them on a ship and send them to a galaxy far, far away.
That's right.
So, anyways, back to Heather with the kids. I agree with you guys. 1 and 3, it's way too young. They aren't going to remember it. However, on the one day, on Kids Day, I think shirtless guy might be a little bit more in the wrong, but you guys are right. It's like Spider-Man. They're looking at each other, pointing the finger. They're both kind of in the wrong there.
Yeah. Okay, and Tom, I guess I'm going to tip the scale more to shirtless guy is wrong because it is Kids Day. So, buddy, put on a shirt. Because I don't need parents having to explain what are we looking at here, Mom? Just put the shirt on.
Right.
It's Kids Day.
It's like Bark in the Park Day, the dog day.
Right.
It's Kids Day. It's a special day.
So, yes, I didn't realize it was Kids Day.
No, it was. But
so I'm going to lean a little bit more towards Heather.
1 and 3 aren't kids. They're just placemats.
Right.
With hair.
But with a bunch of kids around, dude, put on a shirt.
That part, okay.
I'll go buy you a shirt.
I'm going to agree with both you and Tom in that regard. The shirtless guy at the ballpark, I don't get it.
No. Especially shirtless guy like in freezing cold weather, you're a psychopath.
No, that's a person who wasn't hugged enough as a child. They want attention. Notice the guy who's always on TV in cold weather games. Shirtless guy. They want to be on TV so they can tell their loser friends, hey, Luke, I was on TV. That's all that is.
Gotcha.
No. Dad wasn't around much. That's what shirtless guy at football game is. Dad didn't love me.
Because there's no, well, I'm not cold. Really? Because I'm freezing.
Cut scene, you're at the ER with frostbite.
Like, what do you get out of this? Oh, you just got to drink a lot.
Once again, flowchart. Luke, I was on TV. That's all that is, man. 248-539-9797. Let me get Marcus in the mix, 97.1. Marcus, what's going on, buddy?
Rico, Mike, what's up, brother?
Hey, Marcus.
Man, I'm sitting here eating lunch and listening to you guys. And, you know, like I say, I like kids. I got 3 kids, but they're adults now. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there thinking, like, man, I never knew I could hate kids. We went on a cruise last year, and we go in September. Why? Because all the kids are going back to where? School. So we go on an 8-day cruise to Aruba, and we get on a boat. And I'm looking around, and I'm asking my wife, I said, did we get on the right boat? I see so many kids, Mike. Ugh. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
God help me.
Is this for real?
It's real.
They say it was 600 kids on this boat. I said, are they out of school? Or are they just homeschooled? What's going on? Man, so we're at the pool, and Heather was talking about shirtless guy. So this guy, you know, bigger guy, he had on some Speedos.
Uh-oh.
So this mom had her 2 kids poolside and had a problem with this guy with the Speedos on. And I'm kind of looking, and me and him talking, and I said, well, this is supposed to be an adult cruise, not for kids. You know, just crazy, man.
It's people everywhere.
Little kids. Yes.
I don't understand it either. I look, Marcus, it's just the way I was raised, and then I've seen how my sister raises her children. You know what they didn't do the first 5 years of their life? Travel.
Take trips.
That's right. Mike. It's just kind of the deal. It's like you make a decision, and that's a part of it.
Because, Marcus, I feel bad for you because that's like being on a plane. You're stuck.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. At least at a ball game, you can move to an empty seat and say, you know what? Stay here. I'm going to go over there. You're on a plane or a boat. Man, you stuck.
Marcus found himself in a hostage crisis.
For 8 days, Mike.
No.
At least I hope the drinks were free.
You should have seen. You should have seen if the boat had a dinghy that you could have just taken to shore. Just call it a day, man. That like I'm hey, out.
You brothers have a good day.
You too, right. Marcus. Seriously, hey, Captain. Is there a dinghy on this thing? Just like just the SS Marcus. just
like you're 800 miles away from shore. Don't care.
There's a tailwind. We'll get where we have to go. Like, is it a
Rose made it on a door, you can make it in a dinghy?
Exactly. Okay. But if you're not having fun on a cruise and they drop you off at a port of call or whatever, can you take your bags and just go, I don't want to get back on this boat, I'm done?
Man, that's a great
question. It's a serious question. Like, if you're on a hellscape, like, look at all these cruises where everybody gets the poops. What if you haven't gotten the poops yet and you're like, look, I'm done. I don't need to see the island of St. Kitts. I'm done. I want to fly home.
You probably get quarantined.
Oh, well, then you're screwed. All right.
Because if the other nation is like, yeah, don't bring that problem here.
Yeah, I'm not a cruise guy, so that's why I asked the question.
I've never been on a cruise either. You know who? Cookies. Ask him that question.
Yeah, but he goes on those swingers cruises. That's a whole different thing.
I mean, you get sick on those, I guess. No, kids, at least.
That's called a venereal disease. It's different.
You owe one today. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Valeni will be here till 6. Make sure you tip your waiters. Tip the waitresses.
Up next, Cookies Full Review of Hedonism. 248-539-9797. All right, before we get back to business, touch table on some football. Here's Paul Sarah because Kenny didn't want to come to work today.
So, yeah, as you guys said.
Thanks, Doug. Yes, Paul.
So we're going to go over some things to look for in the OTAs for the NFC teams. So we'll go a little bit of alphabetical order. We'll start with the Cardinals. One thing to watch for their OTAs is what cornerback Will Johnson looks like.
I leave this to Rico. This is the friends and family plan. This guy loves Will Johnson and all related families. So here's Rico.
You know what, Paul? If you're the Cardinals, he's a long-term investment for you. Probably going to make sure he's completely healthy. I'm not going to work him that hard in the OTAs until he gets closer and closer to the season. Now, he is a guy that he's going to play in the preseason games because I need to see you up against live talent. But I'm probably going to work you in slowly and wait until training camp happens to really kick it in gear for him.
How bad is he injured, by the way, Rico? Because I don't believe him when he says he's fine and he fell that far in the draft.
I don't know. And that's just it. I mean, it's just, I thought he was just kind of opting out a la, you know, the Bosa. You know, I don't need to play this. I'm looking forward to the NFL. But then he re-injured himself. And that's why he fell. If I'm Arizona, I bring him in training camp and really work him hard and tell him you're playing half the preseason games, like it or not, this year. I need to see what you can do.
Look, the knee issue's murky. It got flagged by a lot of teams. It's why he fell. Will it affect him now? Probably not. Will it eventually? Yes. I think it's very similar to like N'Kobe Dean. Yeah. When these guys come out and you get, or remember Miles Jack when he came out and he had this degenerative knee thing. I don't know that that's what Will has. The point is, at some point, it's going to be a thing. That's how this works. I don't think teams passed on a kid who was a top 10 corner if it wasn't real. So go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
Well, no, it's fine. Next one's the Falcons, Atlanta Falcons. Can quarterback Michael Penix show that there's no reason for Atlanta to worry about moving on from Kirk Cousins?
Yes, here, I'm Rico Beard. Yeah, I'm Rico. Yes. The guy's good.
Yeah.
And he's going to be fine. And I'm just happy I never have to see him face Michigan State again because he ripped this up 17 times.
And he's got all the weapons around him. So if it does not work out, it is all on him.
Yes, but it will, I think. Maybe.
Maybe.
Carolina Panthers, how quickly Bryce Young can gel with Teteroa McMillan?
Yeah, look, ultimately, that's going to be the practice reps. That's going to be the throwing sessions. But Bryce Young looked good towards the end of last year. And Dave Canales, a quarterback whisperer, he got Baker Mayfield launched in Tampa.
See, what you can't have, though, is what happened with the Cardinals last year with Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr.
They didn't get along.
Where it was like, okay, have you guys practiced at all in the offseason? Because he was like, I'm throwing it to anybody but him. Like, he owed him money or something. So, yes. If you're Bryce Young, he is your future. He would be moving in with me. Like, we would be in the backyard in the middle of the night with lights out there practicing and getting reps in.
Next on the list is a team that the Lions are very familiar with, the Chicago Bears. how quickly Caleb Williams can adjust to Ben Johnson's offensive system.
I'm fine with this being the headline, but I think it's overblown. Because Ben Johnson is going to tailor this thing to Caleb, just like he tailored it to Jared Goff. And the basis of it is going to be a running game. That's what it is. We're not curing cancer. And I know the morning show think that Ben Johnson is, you know, his brain has turned into a pumpkin. This is a very smart guy. And Caleb had a better rookie year than anyone in this town is willing to give him credit for.
No, I think running game along with play action, which is why they took the tight end, like that's going to be the recipe for success. And then as the season progresses, I think that's when you're going to take your deep shots to your wide receivers. But I agree with Mike. We're going to run the ball. We're going to do play action. Caleb, maybe you do, you know, the naked bootleg. And then as you get it, then we'll start throwing the deep balls to Adunze and more and the other wide receivers.
Next up is the Dallas Cowboys. The one thing to watch is what will their secondary look like?
Hot trash? Is that on the multiple choice?
Yeah, you can put it in there.
I don't. And again, reports this week that they may not want to even bother with Trayvon Diggs moving forward. Everything Cowboys is in flux to me. It all feels weird. I don't know what Jerry. Well, obviously he's enjoyed himself at the bar this week. And if you saw those photos.
Oh, I did not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Jerry. Let's leave that part alone. Okay. The point is, I'm out on all of it. I think it's going to be a mess.
Well, the whole offseason started off weird when you hire a coach as a Friday night news dump.
Correct.
Next on the list, we'll skip the Lions. The Green Bay Packers. Who comes out as the number one wide receiver in that wide receiver's room?
God, that's a great question that I sure as hell don't have an answer to, brother. I mean, look, I love the kid they got in the draft in Savion Williams, the kid from TCU. Physical freak, elite RAS score type guy. Wouldn't shock me if it ended up being him because I'm with Rico. Christian Watkins, he's done.
Didn't they get Golden too?
Yeah, Matthew
Golden. Yeah, but again, that's a trinket guy to me.
Yeah, either that or they go the route of do you just want that like possession? Amon-Ra receiver, and I know a lot of Lions fans get mad when I call him that, but he's a great possession receiver. He keeps moves the chains. Then that would be Reed.
I love how that's an insult.
Right.
Guy catches 125 balls, 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, tough as nails. And oh, yeah, that's an insult. Well, newsflash, he's not Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. So maybe Reed, because he's that guy that just kind of like their Amon-Ra. But I don't know if they have, like, because, yeah, Christian can't stay healthy. So I can't count on him at all.
Well, yeah, and it seems like Jordan Love also has a really good connection with Romeo Doubs as well. So
Dobbs,
it's like
yeah.
He can only throw it to so many guys.
That may actually be the strength of the Packers passing game is that they don't have the number one guy, so you can't double up one person. And it leaves Love to kind of pick the poison. Okay, you want to go after Romeo Doubs? I'll throw it over here.
Next up is the Vikings and how quarterback J.J. McCarthy looks.
This is my number one offseason question. Like, of the things I'm fascinated to see in the NFL, it's number one with a bullet. That's a Super Bowl roster. They spent a ton of money this offseason. Why? Their quarterback gets paid in slices of cheese. If McCarthy's good, the Vikings are going to be a distinct problem. Mm-hmm. But it's all on him. So this is like my obsession.
I guess it's almost like what's going on in Atlanta because all the toys are there. And if the quarterback works, man, you're going to be good for the next 4 or 5 years because you're not paying them that much money. But if it doesn't, because the thing is, he's going to have to come out there and win like 11, 12 games because people are going to be comparing him like, well, Darnold won 14. And even though they didn't do anything in the playoffs, he still won 14 games with this assembly of people. They expect the same from him. Oh, boy. Okay, I see Jerry now.
Next up is the New Orleans Saints, and who will take control of that quarterback competition?
Who cares? That's my official answer. It'll have to be Tyler Shuck. The guy's 1,000.
I'm thinking
he's 30.
He's older than all their quarterbacks on their roster already.
That's why it has to be his job. Clock's ticking.
I was about to say, I think that they hand it off to Spencer Rattler and say,
then why'd you take a 27-year-old quarterback?
Because he's technically not ready yet. It's Rattler's job until either you keep it or Shock takes it from you.
You need to be drug tested. Tyler Shock,
It's his gig.
Okay.
And speaking of quarterback competitions, your team, Mike, the New York Giants.
That's football today.
How will these snaps be distributed during the OTAs?
No idea. It's a clown car on fire. Look, Paul, here's my viewpoint on it. If you let these two goofballs and Daboll and Shane draft a kid, you know it's not going to be a good year regardless, right? Meaning you're essentially giving them a one-year extension. So if that's the case, if Jackson Dart is remotely ready, you play him. And you live with it. Otherwise, why did you let Dead Men Walking shop for tomorrow night's dinner? That's how I view it. Russell Wilson is a weirdo. Jameis, forget about it. So for me, you draft quarterback, you play quarterback.
What you said makes sense, Mike, but it's not going to happen.
Great.
No, because this is one where you got to wait. You can't just throw him out to the wolves. If anything, I don't know when the Giants buy, but maybe that's where you make the handoff. But I think this is Wilson's job to lose. And if he doesn't get it done, if you're sitting there with a losing record, then yeah, you move over to Jackson Dart.
All right, week two when we're 0-1. That's football today. We're up against it. Got to roll. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.